Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about imposing your will on your life. Let's go. It's time. It's time, fam. It's time for you to start imposing your will on your life. It's time for you to start imposing your greatness on your life. See, when you impose your will on your life, it means to force your life to do and be what you want it to be. It's time to get down to business when it comes to your life. You only start living when you commit your life to your dreams and your desires. That's the only way you're going to live free. That's the only way you're going to have range in your life. Right now, all you got is limits. You are limited because you are not walking in your purpose. Now, I'm probably about to mess some of y'all up with what I'm about to say. I don't try to live in harmony with people when it comes to my life and my dreams. You're either meant to be in my life or you're not. Everybody don't mean well when it comes to your life and your dreams. I need you to understand that. So quit trying to be in harmony with people that's not singing the same tune with you or be in tune with your dreams and desires. Quit trying to fit where you don't belong, man. You have to be determined to achieve your dreams whether people like it or not. And here's the thing. I've learned that people worry too much about what people say about them. You need to stay away from negative people. Stay away from people that's telling you that you're not good enough. Stay away from people that say you can't get it done. Stay away from people that's telling you that you can't be nothing without them. If somebody had the audacity to tell you that, you look them in the face and tell them, you must be God, because the only person I can't live without is God himself. Listen to me. You don't need freaking people, man. Quit thinking that about yourself. All you need is God in you. You are more than enough. You can get it done when it comes to your life. You just got to impose your will on your life. Impose your greatness on your life. You need to understand that people will try to put expectations on you that are not aligned with your purpose. You got to realize that you and only you can set the intent for your life. And the reason you can do that is because everything comes from within. See, there's one thing I disagree with. I disagree with the parent having expectations on their child and it's not aligned with the expectation the child has for their life. I look at it like this. As long as a child's dreams and desires are positive and great, then let them live it. Quit trying to live out your own dreams through your children. Stop it. You're going to make a mess out of it. When imposing your will on your life, you got to do what you're called to do and not what you assume to do. See, when you assume, that means you think and accept that something is true, but you don't have any proof of it. See, you are proof that there is greatness in you. You are proof that your life has purpose. You are the proof. If somebody asks you, how do you know you're going to be great? How do you know that you will achieve your dreams and goals? You tell them that I'm the proof. Tell them that the proof is inside of you just waiting to be birthed. I need you to understand, no matter how you feel about yourself, you may be down and out and don't think you have purpose. But I need you to listen to me. Somewhere inside of you is greatness. Somewhere inside of you are your dreams. Somewhere inside of you is your purpose. You just got to search for it. And once you find it, hold on to it with all you got and put it to work. See, a lot of people stay depressed because they don't have an open mind. They focus on the one thing in their lives that they want to do. And when it doesn't work, they fall apart. And see, the reason it probably didn't work is because they're trying to do what they want to do and not what God told them to do. See, that's why you got to have an open mind, because if something doesn't work, you can do something else. I saw this quote the other day on back of a car that said, a mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work if it's not open. I need you to understand this. In life, you have to pay attention. You got to pay attention to everything that's going on in your life. Paying attention means stay focused. People probably going to tell you that you're an overthinker. So what? Tell them that you overthink because you got to outthink. You got to impose your will on your life in order to be prosperous. You got to do it your way. God is not going to do it for you. He will help you, but you got to put in the work. So you got to understand this about you. You are unique. So you got to play by a whole different set of rules. You can't let nothing or nobody intimidate you. Don't let your life intimidate you. You tell life that you are imposing greatness on it, and you won't have it any other way. See, you got to boss up and change your life if you want to fulfill your dreams and desires. Transformation is real. And once it starts to feel real, you won't let go. You can't let go. People ask me sometimes about my life. They say that it seems like everything just clicks with me, which I still have challenges at times. It wouldn't be called life if it didn't have challenges. I'll tell you this about my life. It didn't start flourishing until I allowed God to renew my mind and align myself with his purpose for my life. That's it, man. So you got to start fighting you and start being the person that God wants you to be. You got purpose. Why do you have gifts inside of you? It's not something you bought. It just comes with the territory, and the territory is you. Man, I'm feeling this. People often ask me, how do I come up with all this stuff when I speak? I tell them it comes with the territory. See, let me tell you what God did to you. He created you, and right before you were getting ready to be birthed, he said, here, take this gift with you. Let me ask you a question. Why did he give this gift to you? What are you going to do with it? See, God didn't form you and your gift at the same time. He made you and then gave you your gift. He wanted you to see you and then your gift, which is the power to be who you really are and help you operate in your true purpose. I'm going to leave you with this. When imposing your will on your life, I need you to change up. Stop thinking about what you want for your life and start doing what you want for your life. Change will only happen when you wake up the greatness within you. Let's impose our will, fam. Thank you for tuning in with Real Talk, Reginald D. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone you feel that need to take this journey with us on being a better you. See you next time.